Welcome back to another episode of Damn Viola. Are you wearing a bra? Are you? You wearing a bra, Viola?
Hey, it's your girl. I'm just Jackie. Y'all already know who you rocking with. The perfection of AKAs. Many try to imitate, duplicate, but I'm here to set the record straight. There's only one John Salvatore Bean of the Johnny Fett podcast, and he will be back after the flip.
A very pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
It is now time,
the one and only. There never will be another.
And you're listening to the John Effect Podcast. This is episode 193. New listeners, welcome. Returning listeners, welcome back. I am your host, John Salvatore Mackey, a.k.a. Cuban Roast in the Flesh, the podcast quarterback, Fidel Cashflow, the Latino Chris Evans on these hoes, Cheekbone Jones, Three Button Poppy, the podcast It Boy, the Prince of Potomac, the Young OG, Bro Livia Pope, b.k.a. Often imitated, never duplicated, cannot be replaced. Big vibes, nigga, what's up? Let's get into some housekeeping. For my Twitter users out there, yes, nigga, I've been drinking. For my Twitter users out there, follow the kid at the John Effect. That's THEEJOHNEFFECT. Also, make sure you're using the official hashtag when you're listening to this gay podcast. Hashtag PodQB. Also, when you see the links on your timeline, please retweet those. It helps the show gain traction. And without traction, how am I ever gonna say? New listeners, welcome. Also, for my SoundCloud users out there, if you're not following me on SoundCloud, make sure you're doing that. Also, make sure you're pressing the heart icon in the left corner of the app when you're listening to the episode. Make sure that you're reposting when you see it on your SoundCloud stream. Also, make sure that you are commenting. And for the users out there that listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, first, make sure that you're subscribed to the show, The John Effect Podcast, on Apple Podcasts. Also, make sure that you write a review. Make sure that you rate the show 4 or 5 stars. Holla at your man when you do that, and I will make sure that I read that on an upcoming episode. That pretty much wraps up some housekeeping for this episode. So, podcast recommendations. You guys know, you guys that may not know, I'm all about the community. I'm all about the indie podcast community. I've said this time in and time out, I want everyone to win. So when I give my podcast recommendations, these are genuine. These are authentic recommendations. I would not recommend or I would not shout these shows out if I was not a huge supporter and a huge fan of these dope podcasts. Make sure you're checking out the podcast. Brothers, make sure you're checking out the Zoview podcast. Make sure you're checking out Just Say Words. And make sure you're checking out Hear Me Out podcast. I'm going to touch on some personal effects. So this is September. We are 6 months into quarantine, into this whole pandemic. And nigga, like, my whole goal when this initially hit and I kind of absorbed everything and came up with a game plan on how I want to soldier through this, my intention was I want to emerge stronger mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I think I am on the path to that. Now, I understand this is our new normal for the better part of probably the next few years, but I still have moments and I still have periods where I'm just like, yo, I can't do this. And I unravel a little bit. And, you know, sometimes that makes me uneasy. And I'll be honest, a big portion of why I did not do an episode last week, I mentally was not here. So I didn't use my podcast PTO last week. A nigga had a no call, no show, and that's what it is. And I apologize because I've always been a huge proponent of consistency, but mentally, I was not here. I had so many things and so many emotions going through my head. And I see clips on social media and I see friends on, I see people I follow on Instagram and Snapchat, and I'm seeing these stories and I'm like, nigga, where are your masks? Like, all of this gallivanting out here during a pandemic, not taking any precautions, it makes me very uneasy, and it's just prolonging us going on the path to get back to how life was prior to this virus. And that just, I'm just, sometimes I get anxious and I'm just like, what the fuck am I gonna do? But with my faith and my family, those are the things that keep me grounded because I am going to prevail. So that pretty much is personal effects for this week. I'm gonna freshen up this cocktail. I'll be right back after the flippy.
Such a shame that they went missing, they can't find them now. Oh, I wonder how I accidentally put them in the ground, yeah. I'ma be a little tipsy on your love. Makes me a little crazy, but so what? You're strumming on my heartstrings, don't be tragedy. Who did it? A mystery. But you know that it was me, yeah. Better, baby, better. Treat me better. Better than those other guys who change up like the weather, yeah. It is such a shame that they were missing. They can't find them now. Oh, I wonder.
I am going to say this. Everything on this docket is allegedly. My money is for me. I said what I said. Everything on the docket, allegedly. Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. All right, guys. Let's swan dive into this week's docket. So you guys know a lot of times I record segments for the podcast out of order. There are times where I record shows out of order. And a lot of times when I record with Jackie, I record that weeks before I record the next show. So there are going to be times where things are going on with pop culture and things of that nature, and I'm not on time because the moment has passed. I didn't record and there was not an episode at that time. So certain things may be a few weeks behind. And this is going to be one of those instances. When I found out that Chadwick Boseman passed away from cancer, like, I was on Twitter. I was just scrolling one Friday night. And I'm like, nah, this cannot be true. Like, this is, you know how the internet is always killing someone. And then I went to a reputable source. And then I saw that it was legitimate. And I was like, damn. Like, I never would have thought I would be reading that Chadwick Boseman has passed away, especially in his prime. Now, 40, 50 years from now, when, you know, we're old and gray, I could see that. But during this time, I could not see it. And then it ultimately made me think back to months prior where pictures were online and he was looking a little thinner than usual and he was looking a little fragile. And a lot of you niggas were on the internet making jokes, which you guys, does it ever get bothersome that you're always making jokes and 98.75% of the time the jokes don't land? Just say that out loud. Absorb it. It's got to be like, damn, none of my jokes land. And that's where you guys were when it came to making jokes about this man's appearance. Now, cut to now, he is no longer with us. And the energy has completely switched up. And that is disgusting. And that is despicable. And I remember when I first saw the images, I was like, this must either be for an upcoming role or maybe he's just stressed. I never thought that it could be cancer. But of course, why would I know that? Or why would I think that? Because he's a very private person. So of course, us, the casual fan or the fan or whatever, we're not going to be privy. It's going to be shocking. It's going to be news to us. And, you know, my heart and my prayers are out to his family because death is a lot to take on. Cancer is a lot to take on. 2020 has been, nigga, it has been a lot. And this man has passed and this news has broke. And the first thing that these weirdos want to do is they want to come online and they want to talk about Black Panther 2. Excuse me? Is it crack? Are you smoking crack? Are you smoking dicks? Like, you really worried about a movie and this man has lost his life after a courageous battle, and the first thing you want to talk about is a movie, and you want to follow it up with, well, people die every day. Yes, people die every day. This is true. Like, this is not a false statement, but here's the thing. Have some respect, have some tact, have some couth when it comes to these type of matters. It was disturbing, and I love the outpouring. I love how everyone spoke out about how a wonderful person Chadwick was, and I love that, you know, they paid homage to him, you know, with airings of Black Panther, and there was a special on ABC, and that was dope. And it just, even now, like, talking about this, because he was just laid to rest near South Carolina, and I'm just like, wow, I watched Civil War and I watched Avengers Endgame and I watched Infinity War and I watched Black Panther, you know, over the last week because there was just something magnetic about him. And I'm just like, wow, this is fucking crazy. And then what really made me want to puke a little bit is it was one thing for the fans to talk about what's going to be the future of Black Panther. When the trade start talking about what's going to happen to Black Panther 2, you meaning the varieties and, you know, the publications, it's like, it's too soon. Maybe these conversations, maybe this dialogue can come out in 2021, but right now, like, his family, his peers, his fans, we're mourning, and those things are unnecessary, but I digress. Next item on the docket. If you're a fan of music, like I'm a fan of music, Versus on Paper is a fantastic idea, especially given the current climate. So we're going to put a pin in that and we're going to come back. So while I was on break or while I called out of the podcast or what have you, Brandy and Monica went to Versus, and I think that was a great battle. That was probably, if not one of the few, probably the only verse battle that I watched the entire battle, because I'm a huge Brandy fan. I'm a huge Monica fan. I don't see one above the other. I think they bring different things out, and that's great. And I think when it comes to being an artist, we need to celebrate those things. I will say this. When does a good thing stop becoming a good thing? This is my personal opinion. I said what I said. I'm not taking it back. You feel a certain way, I don't know what to tell you because it's not changing over here. I honestly feel that the Versus whole thing could have ended with the Brandy and Monica battle, because it put up such huge numbers. It was such a great thing for the culture. How do you really come back? How do you come after that? Well, they did. And there was the battle with Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. They're legends. They are thrown in this game. Give the legends their flowers while they're here. I was all for it. Did I watch the whole Versus? No. Did I peek my head in a few times? I did. I'm going to be honest. I'm 37 years old, where my parents and my grandparents grew up on Patti and Gladys. I am familiar, but I'm not deeply invested in their music. But I'm not going to deny their impact, all those great things. But I just was not interested in that Versus battle. I wasn't. Again, great for the culture. I feel this should have been done prior to Brandy and Monica. And this is my opinion, it would have been great to close Versus out with Brandy and Monica. But I understand Versus is, they're going to milk this cow while it's hot. My thing is this: you always want to leave the party before you're asked to leave the party. This is just my opinion. I feel like Versus should be restructured. I feel like not every artist needs a Versus battle. I don't want to see a Chingy versus Jaquan battle. I don't want to see B-list and C-list faded R&B stars. I want to see the legends, the statements, and the stars. We saw Brandy and Monica. We saw Gladys and Patti. We saw Chains and, you know, Fat Boy. I can't think of his name right now, but whatever. I feel like maybe do an approach where it's season by season. I feel like maybe do one versus per month with top tier talents, and then, you know, take some time off, come back with a new season, have a theme, and maybe approach it like that, because I feel like what they're kind of doing right now, it when it's hitting, it's hitting, and when it's missing, it's just like, okay. And it's just like, this is going to, too much of a good thing too fast, is just, it's going to burn out. And I think, for me at least, it's like, you know what, I hear about the verses, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to have a fresca, and I'm going to move on. But that's just my opinion. Let me know in the comments, do you agree with me? Am I wilding out? Next item on the docket. I've been very vocal on this podcast. I've been very vocal on the timeline. I like expression. I like expression when it comes to all facets of life. So sexual expression is always a wonderful thing. Well, we have to learn how to not yuck someone's yum. So again, everything on this docket, allegedly, I cannot stress that enough. My thing is this: stop kissing and telling. It's tacky. No one should know the details of your dalliances outside of the parties that were involved in said dalliances. stop going on podcasts, stop going on The Breakfast Club, telling all of your freaky deaky business. I don't know these women's names, so I'm going to just call them whoever. So whoever hosts a podcast and or they were guests on a podcast, I don't know. I don't keep up with flops. But allegedly, it was brought up that Odell Beckham Jr. in all his fineness likes for, I presume, white women. I'm not sure. Speculation. He likes for them to shit on his chest. And I saw this all over social media. And I was like, well, okay. Am I surprised? No, not surprised at all. It was just like, why do I know this man's, if this is true, why do I know his kinks? Like, my thing is this. As someone who has signed quite a few NDAs in my 37 years on this planet, when you are dealing with high profile men, why are you niggas not making these hoes sign non-disclosure agreements so that stuff like this is not put out there? Because damn, because these are the same people that were talking and running Trey Songz stuff through the mud a few weeks ago. And I'm just like, oh, okay, so now this should light the fire under these niggas' asses to sign those NDAs. Because this, no, in my day, you would never, ever go anywhere. And this is way before social media. You wouldn't go anywhere. You wouldn't go to the blogs. You wouldn't go on a message board and say, well, yeah, I was blah, 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 and such and such that played for the Clippers. Dot, dot. You weren't doing that. And I'm just like, oh, it's disgusting. If that's what he likes, okay, whatever. Like, my thing is this. I have dealt with men that have some very strange, and I'm not using strange in a negative way, have had some very explicit and very strange sexual preferences and fetishes, miscellaneous fetishes, have you. And I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I will try most things once. I'm not trying poop. I'm not trying blood. Anything else under the sun, I am open to. Because here's the thing. You don't know if you like something at least until you try it. And I'm just like, okay. So my next item on the docket, I don't know how to say this. I love Tracee Ellis Ross, and I love Sire stunt double Anthony Anderson. I have watched one episode of Black-ish, and that was the episode where it was the girlfriend's air quote reunion. I'm aware of the show. I just don't watch it. And I watch a fair amount of television. I don't watch as much television as I watched 10 years ago, but I watch a fair share of television. I have never been pulled in to watch Black-ish. I have never seen an episode of Grown-ish. I've seen it in passing if I was flipping through the channels and it, you know, was on television. I've not seen Mixed-ish. I have no desire to see Mixed-ish. And now they are announcing that Jennifer Lewis and Lawrence Fishburne have a spinoff in the works for Oldish. And I'm just like, I get it. I'm all for franchises. NCIS, CSI, Law and Order, The Real Housewives. But is Black-ish really worth another spinoff? Was Mixed-ish necessarily needed? I get Grown-ish because I get the whole Cosby different world. I get that. But Mixed-ish and then Oldish. My thing is this, and this can kind of tie into Power Book 2 as well. Why not reformat the show? Why not make the show more of an ensemble piece where you don't necessarily need a whole new show? Why not give more characters, more screen time, and more story time, and things of that nature? Why not make more episodes focused on Jennifer Lewis and Lawrence Fishburne, and then kind of go to other characters and that things of that nature? Because it makes more sense where you don't have to risk a whole new show and the production cost behind that and the potential that it may not pick up, where you have this core show and you have this great audience where you can kind of shift the narrative of the characters that we see on television. Because I'm going to be honest, I didn't really watch Power. I tried. It wasn't for me. But my thing is this. So from what I'm hearing from, you know, my friends that watch Power, that it's the same theme song. It's a lot of the same characters. Again, was a whole new show needed? You could simply have had a new season of Power with a whole new storyline because it's a continuation, and just change out the lead characters because Ghost is gone, and just have it focus on whatever Big Head Boy's name is. I don't know because I don't watch the show. But that's just my opinion because I'm just like, not necessarily an anthology series, but, you know, just kind of putting it on its head where it's the same show, but we're breathing new life and we're, you know, refreshing the show or what have you. Last item on the dock, and I'm going to close things out. Cardi and Offset are done. Am I surprised? No. Do I care? No. Should this have happened sooner? I don't know, because I don't really be in people's business like that. Even though I host a podcast about pop culture. Divorce sucks. I've never had to deal with divorce. My parents weren't together because my father passed away. But, you know, they have a child together. And from what I've heard, divorce really affects people. So I don't know how this is going to affect baby culture. But, you know, things happen. I'm sure Cardi is going to bounce back from this. I'm sure Offset is going to do what Offset does. I will say this. I'm pretty sure this is going to make great material for the sophomore album. She's going to tap into that Lemonade vibe. And I'm pretty sure she's going to rake up another number one. I'm pretty sure she's going to rake up some more captions for all of us to put on our Instagram pictures come 2021, 2022. So, you know, I just hope that Cardi can handle this privately, because we know she gets really enthralled and embroiled into all of the stuff when it comes to her personal life. And I just hope this is one thing that she kind of like keeps to herself and, you know, just put it in the music. Don't respond to these trolls. And that's that. I'm gonna freshen up this drink and I'll be right back with Gold, Silver, Bronze.
When the vamp up, then when I hit that dip, get your camera. You can see even that bitch shit's a tamper. In the digging that young sister beacon. The bitch who wants to compete in. I can freak fit that pump with the peep in. You know what your bitch become when her weave in. I just wanna sip that punch with your peeps in. Sit in that lunch if you're treating. Kick it with your bitch who come from Parisian. She know where to get mine from in the season. Now she wanna lick my plum in the evening. And flip that tongue to deepen. I guess that cunt get any in. I guess that cunt get any in. I guess that cunt get any in. I was in the 212, I'm the uptown, hey nigga, you know what's up or don't you? Worker who made ya, I'm a rude bitch nigga, what are you made up of? I'ma eat your food up, boo, I could bust your eight, I'm a 212, fuck it, gun do. When you do make bucks, I'ma look right, nigga, bet you do want to, fuck. Fuck them like you do want to, come, you gated, get discovered, I'm a 212 dude's cock, a lickin' in the water by the blue bayou, caught the warm goose, and you do rag too, son. Nigga, you're a Kool-Aid dude, plus your bitch might flick it. Wonder who let you come to 1-2. What'd you do to crew, son? Fuck are you into, huh? Niggas better ooh run run. You could get shot, homie, if you want to. Put your guns up.
It's that time, guys. It's time for Gold, Silver, Bronze. Let's get it. The category is Diva Showdown, 90s edition. This week's edition of Gold, Silver, Bronze is all about divas, divas, divas. These women ruled the 90s. You know the gays love a diva. Like, I don't know. I guess it's in the handbook for gayness or whatever, but gay niggas love a diva. If you're familiar with me, you know my diva of choice is Janet DeMita Jo the Jackson. So we are taking three divas that ran the 90s, and we are taking three singles from them, and we are going to rank them gold, silver, and bronze. I want you guys out there to let me know in the comments, who gets your gold, who gets your silver, who gets your bronze. I promise you guys, I will be non-biased in this gold, silver, bronze. But then again, if I'm not, I can do what the fuck I want because I'm John motherfucking Salvatore and this is my podcast. So let's kick things off. Our first entry for gold, silver, bronze, Mariah Carey with Always Be My Baby, the fourth single from her fifth studio album, Daydream, released March 9th of 1996, produced by Mariah Carey, Jermaine Dupri, and Manuel Seal, peaked at number one on the Hot 100, also peaked at number one on the U.S. Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs. Our next contender, Whitney Houston with It's Not Right, But It's Okay, the third single from her fourth studio album, My Love Is Your Love, released January 25th, 1999, produced by Dark Child. Peaked at number four on the Hot 100, peaked at number seven on the U.S. R&B Hip Hop Songs, won the Grammy for the 2000 Best Female R&B Vocal Performance, but of course it's Whitney fucking Houston, it's Nippy. Our last contender, Janet Jackson with Together Again, the second single from her sixth studio album, The Velvet Rope, produced by Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, and Janet herself, peaked at number one on the Hot 100, peaked at number eight on the U.S. Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs, released December 2nd, 1997. So guys, we're tasked. Who gets our gold? Who gets our silver? And who gets our bronze? Well, I mean, Janet Jackson, Together Again is going to get my gold and platinum. It's Janet Jackson. Like, The Velvet Rope is such a masterpiece of an album. So every song from that album is immaculate. So with good reason, I'm going to give gold to Together Again. There's a remix by DJ Premier, and then there's a slowed down version by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. If you have a chance, go over to Spotify, listen to those, because it makes you appreciate the lyrical content of this song. I am going to give my silver to Whitney with It's Not Right, But It's Okay. I love this song, and there's a Thunderpuss remix out there that really, really made me go up for this song because there were new vocals cut and Whitney fucking murdered. And then in a very close bronze, I'm going to give Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby, the bronze. The remix was dope with Escape and the Brats. But yeah, again, let me know in the comments who gets your gold, who gets your silver, who gets your bronze. But guys, this wraps up episode 193. Like, nigga, I am less than 2 months away from episode 200. I'm just like, oof, like 200. I'm like, yikes. I don't know what the other side of 200 looks like, but I look forward to it. But I couldn't do this without all of your continued support, because you guys don't have to check this raggedy ass, gay ass podcast out, and you niggas do it, Justin. And I appreciate that. I really, really do. Huge shout out, my brother in podcasting, my ace, Mr. Rand Coleman. Check everything out that he does. That is one talented ass nigga. Like, I am so thankful that our worlds have collided and that we have a brotherhood that I'm so proud of. Huge shout out to Drama Dupri. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, I would not be here if it was not for his tutelage. Like, I love our relationship. He is my friend. He is my mentor. He is my OG. And I am forever indebted to him. I will forever go up for him. I will forever give him his flowers. I will water that garden. And there's me, your host, John Salvatore Mackey. You can follow me on Twitter at the John Fat, or Scar, that's me. Suspended. You can follow me on Twitter at the John Effect. You can follow me on Instagram at the John Effect. Follow the show's Instagram page, the John Effect Podcast. If Facebook's your thing, which I don't really go on Facebook a lot for the show anymore, facebook.com/ the John Effect Podcast. Join the Facebook group, the John Effect. Post your links for your shows there or not. I don't know. It's up to you. No pressure. I will be back. I will say this. This is an exciting week because I'm recording Gay Side Stories, reimagined by John Salvatore, with Mr. Rain Coleman later in this week. I'm excited for that. Jackie and John are recording another takeover come this Saturday. God willing, let the Lord spare my life. And let's just say we're going to get dirty. Like, nigga, this is going to be a Would You Suck His Dick celebrity edition. Those jaws are going to hit the ground. Until next time, I'll see you sweet lovers of liberty later. Bye, guys. Bye.
Hey, yes sir, that's her. But it wasn't like that back when I met her. What? The lavish life from all the dough spun. Before the double R had to hitchhike thumb. What? Her friends didn't like niggas like us. But I arrested the coochie and the feelings got cuffed. Spiderweb sex must have got caught up. But what? There's more to it, I remember once. Saying less shit on the peons. Let's go to Vegas and watch Celine Dion. Make them say what we on. What? You say no like you was doing it for eons. Fuck it, I just hum and let the watch give off the neons. When it rains, it pours. I laugh to myself when I change the story. You said my sex was a lot, but my brain gave you more. And something about how your ex was a toy. I guess he played games.